Greetings and welcome to City Maven, where wine and people meet. We are on a journey from Chicago to Spain. We're looking for that perfect bottle of wine. So join us as we interview everyone under the sun, from teachers, local artists, and students. We want to know what you're drinking. So don't forget, bring your own bottle. To City Maven. I'm your host, Andrea Corral, reporting to you virtually, but from the physical location of Chicago.
Happy 10th anniversary, my beloved wine lovers. Today's episode, I'd like to dedicate to all my fans who have followed me since 2009. A recap of my wine journey the last 10 years in about 10 minutes. I'm going to break this down into three condensed parts. Part one, where I was back in 2009. Part two, where I'm at today, and part three, where do I foresee myself in 2029? Okay, let's start with my favorite song of 2009. By the Black Eyed Peas, Boom Boom Pow. That's exactly what set my course off for the next 10 years, with a boom. And that came in the form of a pink slip from my IT job in Chicago. My security of a cushy job went out the window. Me and my pretty popular side bangs donated 75% of my wardrobe, packed my suitcase up, rented my condo out, and purchased a one-way ticket to Spain, the land of grapes. All during that 9-hour flight to Madrid, the song, I have a feeling tonight's gonna be a good night, played on repeat mode. And at that very same moment, I thought to myself, well, I know life is going to be good, but wait, how am I going to document my journey for my friends and family who I'm leaving behind? And that's when it occurred to me, a blog, of course. And thus, City Maven was born. I had no idea what I was going to write or record. I only knew I had to document my journey. You see, we all have a passion, whether it's to write, photograph, build, and in my case, do lots of wine and drinking it occasionally. Or maybe most of the time. And somehow, that pushes us to move forward. To take a leap of faith, even if it's into the scary unknown. This is where I'm going to ask you, my beloved audience. What drives you? And are you living your passion? I kept things simple while humbly living in Spain. Travel, wine, and a microphone. That's all. My best friend Paco and I were roommates in Madrid, and thank goodness he could drive a manual car, because I surely couldn't get us out of a parking spot with my stick shift skills. Now try saying that a few times. So if you could imagine, every weekend for about 3 years, we took a road trip to any place in Spain that had bodegas, and of course grape fields. This is where I'm going to tell you folks, Spain has over 2.9 million acres of grape fields and over 4,000 wineries. Which means that we barely made a dent in those years. In the process of learning about wine, I met some great people, made some lasting friendships, and tasted some extraordinary wines. Not to mention, I learned more about myself those trips than I did in the States. Let's fast forward to where I'm at today, 10 years later, 2019. I'm not sure where those 10 years went, but as a cliche goes, it went in the blink of an eye. I'm still traveling, still podcasting here and there, and happily made a bigger dent in that winery visitation checklist, proudly tasting well over 3,000 wines at this point. But the best part of it all is this girl is importing wines and spirits from all parts of the world. Yeah, that's me, Chicago's only Latina importer and distributor. And proud of it. My passion has become a small business. I'm sure others will follow in the future. But for now, let me just bask in the idea that I'm the only gal. And it feels pretty good. It's a big boys club, no doubt, and I've taken some beatings along the way. But as Elton John says, I'm still standing after all this time, paving the way for other women and sharing my shortcuts along the way. Don't be fooled. It wasn't easy and funding was meager. So I started small, very small. Only importing a few hundred bottles at a time, and now I'm bringing in containers, which translates into thousands of bottles. If you want to have a laugh, go to my December 2018 Instagram video. You could catch me there struggling trying to open up one of those containers. Not a pretty sight. Each year, I get a little bigger. and bring in something fresh and new into the Chicago wine scene. A little shameless promotion here, I'm bringing in the first ever wine produced in exotic Ecuador. Hard to believe, but Ecuador does make wine. I love what I do, and I've never worked harder for it. I work 7 days a week and more hours than I'd like to admit. But it's all in the name of love. These days, I'd say it's more of a lifestyle versus a job. I thought that by becoming an entrepreneur, I'd work less hours. But that's a flat-out lie. But what makes it oh so sweet is that I'm the boss girl. And I can live with that. Moving forward to the future, where do I see myself in 10 years? 2029 doesn't seem too far away, does it? Of course it does. It seems like forever. I'm sure technology will have a bigger footprint in the wine world. I'd like to dream up that my wine company will merge with a technology company to create a wine without borders. A direct delivery of wines to your doorstep without any state boundary issues or taxations. Sounds almost impossible, doesn't it? Then again, we didn't foresee Amazon becoming that big, did we? Let me just plant a seed for today and check in with you folks in 2029. Who knows, maybe I'll personally be delivering wine to your doorstep. Well, my wine lover fans, here's to 10 amazing years, and I'm looking forward to another 10. If you reach the end of this podcast, thank you for listening. Thank you for following. I'd love to hear from you. So tag me on Instagram, share, forward, like, all those good things in social media.
That wraps up this episode, sponsored by CityMaven.com. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.